This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
Duncan, it's time now to say a very good morning to a legend of League and now a fine filmmaker of a new movie called Chasing Comets.
In the world of sports, scandals are not uncommon.
I've decided to follow God.
Where?
Welcome to Hope Breakfast, Mr. Jason Stevens.
G'day, boys. Can you put in the fake applause there in the background now?
Do you want me to put that in?
That was such a beautiful intro. It's worthy of something going on in the background.
It took me 10 seconds to write that, mate.
Now, look, I think you just copied it from my bio, I'm going to be honest.
Now, look, Jason, I want to take you back to 2010, 8 years ago. You and I were working together at Channel 7, and you pull me aside. I remember the moment, and you tell me a secret. You say you're working on a film script. And I thought, well, that's strange because you're a footy player and you're now a TV presenter. You're aiming for the stars. And now, look, 8 years later this week, your movie is hitting cinemas, Chasing Comets.
Yes, yes. We're very excited. And actually, it was the year after I retired, which was 2005 from League. I started screenwriting in 2006, started doing courses and that. But I'd had a number of scripts under my belt by the time I chatted with you, and I was in the process of now going from script to getting this whole thing done and produced. And it, right, you're exactly right. It was 2010. I think I recall saying, Sam, when it comes out, there's a half-price ticket coming your way. And that offer still stands, my friend.
Really?
It still stands.
Just the half price?
So, mate, it's actually based a little bit on your story, your life.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's fictionalized version, but there's a lot of truth in there. I set the film in Wagga, Sam's old stomping ground.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a footy player who's messing up off the field. It's affecting, all these relationships. He's, a haywire, and it's affecting every area of his life, and he takes a leap of faith. And when he does take a leap of faith, things actually get worse for him, which is contrary to what we might think, that, sometimes you take a step of faith and you think, oh, well, things are going to turn around. But sometimes there's a sort of a period there where you need to work things out in your own heart. And I said it in Wagga because, there's his best mate, who's played by Stan Walker in the film. So Dan Ewing is Chase Daylight, the lead, and Stan Walker from Hunt from the Wilder People. Of course, he won Australian Idol as well back in the day. He plays his antagonist and an AFL player as well. So I wanted to draw upon the themes in Wagga of there's this great country town there that they love League, they love AFL, this big competition there. So that's another one of the themes there. And we have a lot of fun with that because, I wanted to up the comedy in the film. I really wanted to not make light of some dramatic moments, but, I think Aussies, we do it best when we laugh at ourselves, and hopefully that's what I produced.
Well, I think there's kind of a nice tension too, as Chase is trying to figure out his life. He's also realizing that he's heading towards being his father, unfaithful guy. Yeah. And there's this kind of generational tension that you bring in as well.
There is because, if we had more time in the film, we could have even delved deeper into that space. But yes, it's certainly he's repeating the mistakes of his past. And there's a line in there that the Reverend, played by George Travis from Pack to the Rafters, and he says, it's sometimes it's hard to make a relationship work when you've never seen one work at home. And, unfortunately, that's a lot of our experiences in this modern day because, technology, we're so advanced, but relationally, we're still trying to work it all out. So, and that's what this guy's about. It's pretty raw and real. He's trying to work it out. He's got some issues, which is where I draw on the truth of my character. But he's he's willing to make some changes. And I think it's a brave thing to face your own fears and to face your demons and to change, especially in that footy sports environment where everyone can take the mickey out of you but it's worth a little bit of a ribbing because you end up becoming the person you're meant to be. Mm.
You definitely walked through that. I mean, when you became a Christian, you're at the height of your footy career, and people were surprised. tell us about your faith and the way in which it has impacted not only your career, but also this movie.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was Bo Ryan just came in and said, yeah.
Bo Ryan!
Bo, can you just come and say a quick hello to my friends here, Duncan and Sam? No, it's not 15 Whippo. This is another level.
Who is it? Hello.
How you doing, mate?
Hey, who is it?
It's Sam and Duncan. How you going, Bo?
Oh, Sam and Duncan, how are you, you dirty dog? What are you doing?
No one's ever called us that before.
We usually get rat bags.
We're rat bags.
How are you?
Doing well, mate.
Doing well.
Okay, I'm Christian as well, guys, so it's all good. God's looking after me.
Well, you're just hanging out with Jason, are you?
Yeah, Jason's he's been a massive part of my life. He's turned my life around. He's offered me this role, and it's been great, to be honest. I don't know if you've seen it, but I was really happy with how I'm going, and couple of other things are going to pop up, and I owe it all to Jason. I said to him, when I get to Hollywood, I won't forget him.
Oh, that's nice.
Bo, that's so nice to hear. Mate, we would love you a whole lot more if you were either a Manly fan or a Eels player. But
sorry, boys, you're just dropping out. You're just dropping out the satellite. Where are you at? Whereabouts are you guys at?
We're out at Seven Hills Way near Blacktown.
Oh, West is best. Blacktown. I remember when it used to be cheap to live there.
Hey, Bo, can I ask you a personal question, mate? You played for West Tigers. My brother-in-law is a mad West Tigers fan. How was your heart and your faith sustained through just season after season of disappointment and tragedy and just terrible?
My heart's at the West Tigers and my mind's at Cronulla, but now I live in Cronulla. Yeah. I tell everyone I played for West Tigers when they were good and Cronulla when they were poor.
Now
it's the other way around, but my family and heart's here, mate. I work for Cronulla. I get paid a very lot of money by them.
Yeah.
I live here. My kids go to school here. It's my life and I'm going to live here for hopefully the next part of my life. And all my family lives here, and I just love the area so much. We shot a lot of the movie around here. And
that year when the Cronulla won was, I think, one of the defining moments for the strength of the NRL, is that you saw an entire city, an entire community rally behind one team with camaraderie and sportsmanship. I mean, it really was everything that defines league as being fantastic and enjoyable.
Right, and it was the year after I left, so it made it rub it in that much. Thanks for bringing that up, guys.
I'm sorry, Bo.
But look, I've got to keep moving because I've got to go to work. I've got two kids and six mortgages, but I'll see you guys soon. All right, love you.
Thanks, mate. Bo.
Jace, are you just sharing a house or something? What's the deal? It just pops in.
It's an open house, mate. It's an open house here. Everyone just pops in.
And who else are you going to hand the photo? You got Sonny Bill there as well? You got Graham Greg Inglis around?
No, none of those boys, but, I was maybe Paul Gallen for coffee later. But look, that was good. I enjoyed listening to that. So that was good.
I bet you did. I was asking you a serious question the faith, your own faith, and the way that it changed your life, but also the way it's impacted, the way that you are now as an ex-footy player, now filmmaker.
Yeah, well, it was a funny, I was doing a lot of sports-type shows, Vox Pops, where I got to mix with a lot of, actors and directors, and then all those doors sort of closed for me once footy finished, and I felt strongly to start writing, and I didn't really realise, I didn't know how to be honest, I wasn't a massive film buff or anything like that, but I did really like film, but I just didn't realise that what was involved, and so I was very green, and just started screenwriting. I took a pad and a pen and just started actually just writing on pad and a pen before I worked out that there was screenwriting software available. And, just started.
Yeah, my Final Draft 10's available. Yeah. Just grab a hold of that.
Final Draft, that's right. That's exactly right. Yeah. So I started writing. So I've got sort of 10 scripts now under my belt. I'd love to be in this industry as long as possible because stories, I believe in, can change, people's lives. So I interviewed Liam Neeson once, and I talked to him about the power of Schindler's List and how it can movies can make people think and challenge their thinking and stretch them and also hopefully make them laugh too, depending on what type of film you're doing. But there's a whole range of reasons why I've gone into the film industry. So hopefully I'm in it for a long time.
Well, Jason, on that point, we need to let you know that we're chasing a gold Logie. We, of course, haven't done anything on screen yet, but Sammy and I are fully prepared to be extras in the background of whatever you'd like to put us in.
Well, look, I heard a rumour that Sam was a male model from Wagga.
He is.
Well, not a full-time model, a part-time sort of model.
Do you know McLeod's chicken feed? That's he features.
Did you hear that rumour when you were down in Wagga shooting the movie, Jason?
Oh, absolutely. Your name, it's like Paul Gallen in the Shire. That's what it's like, knowing that you've kicked on and kicked bigger goals. But, you know, you never forget the hometown. That's the good thing about you, Sammy. It's the great thing about you. Yeah. Always the humility.
Jason, can I raise something with you? It's a bit of a personal point. We talked about this movie being made in script form in 2010. You and I, you know, good friends, workmates. And you shot the film. I didn't get a call up to be an extra. And you know that I would have loved to have done that. And Wagga is almost home to me. So, you know, all the stars aligned, except for me as an extra.
Okay, well, let me just put your mind at ease, because my own wife, who I love and cherish, gave us some lines in the film, and then I cut them in the editing process.
Oh! Savage!
How was it that week you slept on the couch?
That was the week I slept at Bo's house. Let me just tell you, because there was a fire and fury there, boys, when you cut your wife out of the film. So there you go.
Poor Rebecca.
That puts that in perspective.
Well, yeah, but all I wanted was just to be in the back of shot somewhere. I didn't even need a line. Just wanted to be seen.
There's a lot of nerdy guys with glasses in the background. That could be you easy. We just say to you.
Well, okay, here's the deal, right? The movie's out in 2 days' time. You've got time to do a little Photoshop of work. Just put me in the background on someone else's face. Is that possible, Jace?
I'll just get a Where's Wally lookalike and I'll put him somewhere in the back.
Settle down.
Because I tell you, Jason, I tell you right now, if there's a scene where there's a bunch of kids playing Magic the Gathering card game, Sammy would be perfect for it. He's got the perfect casting.
He would be.
Is there a scene with a bunch of librarians standing around talking about their favourite book? Because he'd be perfect.
He would add so much value to that conversation.
He really
would. That's what I... And look, Sammy, there's many films to come. I've got a World War II story, Z Unit, true story there, and I'm looking for people that they don't mind the decapitated heads and all that type of stuff. You would once again fit the bill down to the T.
Decapitated head number three? He's got his name all over that.
Well, a man can dream, Jason. Just as you have with this movie, honestly, really stoked for you that it's finally coming out after years in the process. Chasing Comets comes out in cinemas this Thursday, August 23rd. And look,
PG rating too. Can I mention it's a PG rating too?
Jace, you know I'm a big fan of yours, and I'm really stoked for you, mate. You've done such a good job on this.
Appreciate your support. I listen every morning. As I get sometimes, Sam gets some random texts for me, like at 6 a.m. I'm on the way to the city to a meeting, and I'm just listening, and it's so good.
Yeah,
you guys, I really really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.